Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good evening, or day. Good day. I got an evening coming up. I'll say that later on tonight. We are broadcasting live the Bill Michaels Show out here at WKTY Sports at 96.7 FM at 580 AM. The fine studios out here in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And going to be here the rest of the day. Be back in Milwaukee tomorrow. Hey, by the way, speaking of that, going to be back tomorrow night starting at 7 o'clock. We have our Walk for the Hungry tomorrow night. And we can't do it without a lot of our great sponsors, our friends at Premium Waters. And Usinger's has been with us from the very beginning, and they're fantastic people down there. So support Usinger's all you can. Homes by Town and Zilber Limited. Also our friends at Sargento Foods, the BMO Harris Financial Advisors as well. And we got a whole lot more we'll mention later on. But thanks to all of our sponsors for being a part of it, and we can't do it without them, and we can't do it without you. So tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, it gets underway down at Polish Fest, and I want to remind you to come on down. It is the biggest fundraiser of the year to help feed the needy in the Milwaukee County area, and we've been doing this now 12 years. So please come out and help us and do something really good along the way. It's just it's a nice stroll down around the Summerfest grounds, out onto the island and such, and back over. And then we give away some prizes at the end of the night. It's just a wonderful time. And it also gets you free admission into Polish Fest for the entire weekend. So you come down, you pay your money, you get your T-shirts, and you get to walk with friends, family, or just come by yourself. And but do something really good along the way. And it's, as I had mentioned, It's a tremendous cause, and hopefully you get a chance to make it out and join us tomorrow night as a part of the Capuchins and the Big Units Walk to help feed the hungry. So that being said, we are glad you are back, and minicamp wrapping up as the Packers then, like many teams, will then go away for 6 weeks before they come back and get ready for training camp. And in doing so, then they start to get themselves ready for the regular season. Meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers talks highly, highly of Cal's coach, Justin Wilcox, who was an assistant linebacker coach while Rodgers was a quarterback at Cal. He also worked at the Badgers, for the Badgers. So this is Aaron Rodgers talking about Justin Wilcox.
One of the first things he did was he reached out to a lot of us from that 03 and 04 teams and kind of brought us back into the fold and made us feel like that we were a part of the program again. And I think that's the beauty in college athletics, is you can do that with the right people in charge and charismatic people who care about furthering the university's sports programs.
Because they needed to be, you know, upgraded, the facilities there at Cal, and Aaron Rodgers, he made a huge donation to the Cal football program.
One, to improve the facilities there, which obviously helps him out in recruiting. Then the second is really a legacy thing for me, being a junior college player and being able to have a scholarship that goes to a junior college transfer really means a lot to me, because I was that guy, and there were, I think, nine other guys in our class who really were, I think, a big part of turning the program around under Coach Tedford.
Now, Coach Tedford, obviously a big part of Aaron Rodgers' life, and brought him in and said, man, this cat's the real deal. And Aaron Rodgers has certainly turned out to be the real deal. But he said, look, the facilities at Cal, they're really good. But the gift that Aaron Rodgers gives them, it's just going to enhance the entire experience, specifically inside the locker rooms.
There's some other schools in the Pac-12 now that really have some big-time money behind them that makes it a little more difficult to recruit some of those kids who are, you know, choosing between a Cal and a Stanford or an Oregon or maybe a Washington, you know, some of these other schools. So, you know, just gives us a chance.
Gives them a chance to kind of compete, you know, physiologically, if you will. When you come in and you get the actual looks at the digs and to see what kind of place you'll be playing, it gives Cal a little bit more of a competitive, maybe they're on the same playing field now. And I'm not going to say an edge or an advantage, but maybe they're on the same playing field now as some of those other schools, as he had mentioned. Now, talking football, specifically Packers football, the one guy we have not talked a lot about is the kick returner, Trevor Davis, and Aaron Rodgers speaks on the wide receiver side of Trevor Davis.
Well, the key for Trevor is just staying healthy. You know, when he's healthy, he's been productive for us. He's been a, you know, a top five return guy when he's fully healthy. The tough thing is finding opportunities to get on the field. You know, but now with obviously with Jordy and James and Randall gone, you know, there's opportunities for him to get in the mix at receiver, and he's making a lot of plays.
So the other guy, and I'm high on Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Aaron Rodgers kind of touched on him as well.
For a young guy, the most important thing to do is to watch the older guy in the group. And we've long had great role models in the receiver room with those three guys I mentioned, James and Jordy and Randall, but now it's Devontae. And what he does on a daily basis, his practice habits, his release patterns are incredible. He's a true pro's pro where he's working on things every single day. And I think MVS has really been watching him closely and picking things up.
So he likes the direction Marquez Valdes-Scantling is going, okay? So he follows in that because, like he said, before that was Jordy, it was Randall. Guys would come in, follow them. Now you're following Devontae Adams. So Marquez Valdes-Scantling, once you stop playing with your head, you begin to play more with just the ability that you have. And Aaron Rodgers touches on the fact that he is playing his fast now, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, his MVS, as what his 40 time is. He's a guy who can get downfield.
I think that's an issue with any player, is you might time at a super quick 40, but how fast do you play? It's at football speed. It's kind of the opposite for a guy like James Jones, who timed kind of slow, but he played fast. MVS is playing a lot closer to his 40 time speed, which is saying a lot because he's pretty damn fast.
And then there's the tight end position. I mean, Jimmy Graham, obviously, he's in the fold, and Mercedes Lewis is going to come back when he gets done getting his degree. Meanwhile, they signed Jace Sternberger. He just signed his contract, and Aaron Rodgers touched on him.
The tight end room is very deep. You know, we haven't had the big fella around a whole lot, Mercedes, but, you know, Jimmy's made a ton of plays, and Bobby is, you know, a very reliable guy, and Evan has done a nice job, too. So there'll be some great competition. I haven't taken a ton of reps with Jace, but the key for any young player, again, is no repeat mistakes.
No repeat mistakes. So how good of a start or not good of a start is Jace Sternberger off to?
We had a certain concept. He made a mistake early on, and then, you know, like 3 days ago, we had the same concept, but he learned from that mistake. So that's what you want to see is that the mental growth and aptitude in the offense, and then when you get in that situation, kind of having that click in and not making the same mistake twice. So when you put the pads on, things change. So I'll be looking forward to seeing how he adjusts when we get the pads on in training camp.
An interesting comment. You know, obviously, when you really start getting it, for real, I mean, as he said, things change. So as good as things have been and as mentally good as things have been, Aaron Rodgers says, hey, look, still a lot of things to work on.
There's some little nuances that we got to keep talking through as far as, you know, some of the signals and adjustments and stuff that they'll be important moving into training camp, because this training camp will be different for all of us because we actually have a team coming in. And then I would assume, as opposed to years past, I'd probably get a little more work in the preseason. So we need to get some things ironed out before that.
That's the statement everybody was waiting for, and we've gotten glimpses of it, but he basically said, look, I'm going to play more this preseason. I'm going to have to because we've got new things, new coaching staff, new things we're working on offensively, new language. So to answer many questions, and I get this all the time, will Aaron Rodgers play more? I've always said yes, he'll play more this year because it's not the same system, it's not the same terminology, it's not the same head coach, it's not the same feel, it's completely different. So I don't know how much, a series, two, a game, who knows, but Aaron Rodgers will play more. And he said, look, some things, you know, while we need to work on stuff with the offense, there's some things with the offense that are really good.
And I feel like as far as what we have installed, I do feel good about that. We have a ton of concepts, and we've got enough reps during the course of the OTAs to feel a lot more comfortable with it. But we still need to iron out a couple details, which I'm sure we'll get finished up this week.
Now, the guy that he keeps talking about, and he's not stunningly fast. He doesn't have an unbelievable leap. He just is in the right place at the right time, and Aaron Rodgers continues to talk about the intelligent player who is doing all the little things right, and that's Jake Kumerow.
He made a catch in the back of the end zone, and he made a supernatural toe drag. It's just something that a lot of guys don't do. They might just, you know, 1-2 it real quick and kind of run out of the back of the end zone, but he 1-2 toe drag. Just little things like that he does that separates him from a guy you might not trust as much, because you know the guy's going to do it right. He's going to always be in the right spot. He knows what he's doing. And then when he gets a chance to make plays, he makes plays.
So that is Aaron Rodgers talking about his team, his guys, what's going on, in, you know, mini camp wise. And now everybody's going to get a break after today. They're going to go to parts unknown. And the one thing that you were expected to do is to whatever mistakes you made, to know not to make them when you come back. And whatever you did not understand, understand it when you come back. And the things that you did get, you're expected to know it even better. So it's going to be an interesting 6 weeks, because when they come back, we are looking for this team to be a little more polished, but we're also looking for some things that are different out of this team. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch the process and see how this Green Bay Packers team begins to unfold. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over at Van Horn Automotive. Van Horn Automotive letting you know that, hey, they got a lot of good things going on. And they are the home of the 90-day test drive. 90-day test drive. And when you talk about Van Horn Automotive, they want to let you know that it's okay. Come out, get into the car you want, find the vehicle that's right for you, take it for 90 days, and if you don't like it, bring it back. No questions asked, no further commitment. If you love it, you can get up to $2,000 off. It's that simple. I went out there, I was looking for a luxury car, I ended up looking at a truck. The truck at the time just fit me right, and I thought, okay, I'm going to give this a shot. Did it for the 90 days, loved it. Found a luxury car wrapped in a truck, and I've loved the thing ever since. So, look, I highly recommend heading out there. They have all makes, all models, domestic, import. They have 15 locations in the state of Wisconsin, some locations outside of the state of Wisconsin. They are literally beyond the borders. Go to VanHornAuto.com, VanHornAuto.com, and see for yourself what it is I'm talking about. Again, VanHornAuto.com, and see if they can't do for you what they have done for me. And everybody there is an owner. Everybody's got some skin in the game, and you'd rather deal with the owner than you would with anybody else. So go out and see my friends at Van Horn Automotive. That was Aaron Rodgers. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit more about this Milwaukee Brewers team. And is it time to give Moose an extension? I'm saying 3 years, about $13 million per year, right in that area. To me, it's time. But the other question then becomes, what does that mean if you do give Moose an extension? Because you figure Keston Hiura is on his way up. What does that mean for Travis Shaw? We'll talk about that when we come back. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Come, my lady. Come, my lady. You're my butterfly. My lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing. This April bitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you are on board today. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends over there at Quick Trip. Don't forget, they have the Quick Rewards plan out there for those of you that are professional drivers cruising around out there. And in addition to that, they want to reward you in coffees and sodas and showers and amenities where they're available. And they want to take care of the drivers that take care of us. So if you're out there as a fleet driver, just make sure you go in and get your fleet rewards. And you can then download the Quick Trip or Quick Star Fleet Rewards app. And you're good to go. You start earning points right away. That is our friends at Quick Trip just trying to take care of you. Because you take care of us, for those of you that are the professional drivers out there. Stop in and tell them we said hi. Is it time to give Moose a new deal? Is it time to give Moose a new deal? That's the question. He's producing big time for the Brewers. There's no doubt about it. And when you look at what he's been able to do versus, let's be honest, what Travis Shaw has done, you kind of look and you say, Moustakas is earning his keep. You know, you look at where his contract is right now. He's making $7 million this year. And when you look at him on this one-year deal, you think for the numbers that he's putting up, and I talked about this, now he has got a mutual option for $11 million next year, but would you just go ahead and ink him now and say, you know what, Moose, the numbers you're putting up, let's go $11 or $12 million, say 3 years, $36 million, let's get it done and out of the way now. Would you do that?
There's no way, Bill, I'm sorry. There is no way Mike Moustakas would take a deal like that.
You don't think he would?
Nope.
Because, I mean, he's been on the open market now 2 years in a row putting up good numbers.
At the numbers he's putting up right now, this guy's going to want close to $20 million a year.
Well, that what you want and what people are willing to pay are two different things.
Well,
because he wanted 14 to 15 coming into the last season, didn't get it. Never got a long-term deal.
So you think he'll take $11 to $12 million a year. The mutual option is for $11 million.
The mutual option's for 11, but do you think he would take $13 million, $14 million a year? Because I don't think the Brewers are going to go over, say, 12 or 13.
Well, then you're not going to get Mike Moustakas back because he's going to want more money.
But does he go out and get it? That's my point. Do you think he wants? He's found 2 years in a row that the market wasn't willing to pay him.
Well, we just saw Bryce Harper and Manny Machado cash in. And they got close to what they wanted. So I think Mike Moustakas, if he continues to play at this level throughout the rest of the year
at the age of 30, do you think he's going to get that?
Bill, there will be a team that will shell out that money.
Yeah. I would make the offer and see what he says and see if he just, because he likes it in Milwaukee anyway.
So it'd be a CC Sabathia thing where you just say, here's $20 million per. This is all we've got. We're just throwing out an offer because we have to. We have to do our due diligence, but we know you're probably not going to be able to take this. Because that's what it feels like to me.
Yeah, I try to get him. I know there's some people saying $15 to $17 million a year might be getting him on the cheap. If you could open up the dialogue for a 3-year deal right now, I think I would do it. I'd start at 13 and maybe go from there and see what he's willing to take. I know next year's $11 million mutual option and he may decline that anyway. I just find it interesting that nobody the last 2 years has really come close to signing him. And you have to ask yourself why. Why is the rest of the league saying, nah, we don't want that guy? When he's put up consistent power numbers pretty much throughout his career. You know what I mean?
Well, this year could be an even bigger year for Mike Moustakas compared to previous seasons. Because right now, this guy's on pace for 40 to 45 home runs, maybe even 50 if he keeps jacking them like this. I mean, it's just the tear that Mike Moustakas is on right now, will he cool off at any point? But if you look at the numbers, this could be a really big year. I mean, we can look back at the career numbers for Mike Moustakas, but this could be one of his... This could be close to a career year for him. And if that happens, he's going to want close to $20 million a year. That's just going to be the reality of it.
I would love to see them get Moose for a – put it this way. If the clubhouse is as good as everybody says it is and Moose loves it here as much as he says it does, not that I'm looking for the hometown discount, but to go from 11 to $20 million a year at, say, 3 years, $60 million, I wouldn't be doing that if I'm the Brewers. But if I'm the Brewers and I want, say, 3 years at, you know, like I said, anywhere from 30 to 40, 37, 38, probably be more willing to do something like that. But I don't know that the Brewers are going to want to strap $20 million for 3 years to Mike Moustakas. And I don't know if Mike Moustakas, would he take a 2-year deal? I mean, now, again, I'm going back to history, and history for the last 2 years has said Moustakas couldn't find a deal. He had to sign with a team for, you know, 1 and 2 year deals because he couldn't find one out there. Now he's put good numbers back to back together, but do people say, well, you're kind of a product of playing in the National League Central? So does anybody else outside of the National League Central look at him and say, you know, we don't have the same band boxes that you're hitting in the National League Central?
So Mike Moustakas in his career has only had 1 year where he's had 30-plus home runs, and that was in 2017 when he had 38 bombs, 85 RBIs, batted 272, had an 835 OPS. Beyond that, he's had 4 seasons where he's had 20-plus home runs. He already has 21 home runs this season with the Brewers.
He's most likely going to end up with about 30 to 35 home runs this year.
Bill, he's on pace for close to 45 home runs.
Yeah, but I can't believe that he's going to hit over 40 home runs. I mean, he may hit 40. Who knows? But I can't believe that he's going to get to that point.
But we're talking about a guy here who could legitimately have a career year on the pace that he is right now. So you look at that, is he really going to take $13 million per? I find that hard to believe. The only way the Brewers, I think, could be able to retain him is if it's like a 2-year deal, just like it was with Yasmani Grandal, where it says, okay, we're going to give you $18 million or close to $20 million, but it's just going to be on a 2-year deal. And if Mike Moustakas is good with that, maybe he is because he does like it here in Milwaukee. He loves the team. It's part of the reason why he came back. Maybe that's what he rolls with. Maybe that's the best plan the Brewers can try and shoot for. But I'm telling you right now, this guy should be making close to $20 million a year if he continues to go on this kind of tear.
He's got 11 of his home runs have come at Miller Park. He doesn't have one at Wrigley Field. He's got three at PNC, obviously the one at Minute Maid. He's got one at Dodger Stadium, none at Great American, which is, well, it's only 11 at-bats, but it's kind of crazy because Great American is a bandbox too, but it doesn't get warm until this time of the year. Two at Citizens Bank, two at Angel Stadium, and one at Citi Field. So if you're a general manager, you're looking at this saying the roof is closed, you're hitting home runs in a ballpark that has a closed roof and is warm, hitting 279. Now, he has hit better at certain stadiums, but even take Wrigley Field into consideration, he's 067, Target Field 163. He does hit well at PNC, 429. So if I'm the Pirates, I'd want to give him a deal without a doubt because his OPS is the best there as a player. But his power numbers are really good, but they're at Miller Park. 11 of his home runs come at Miller Park. Now, they play at home quite a bit, so obviously he's going to hit more home runs there. I get that, just by the law of averages and the number of at-bats. My point being is if you're looking at this outside of this, they're going to say, well, when he was in Kansas City, he wasn't putting up these kind of numbers. You put him in the NL Central, specifically in a dome stadium, and, yeah, his numbers are going to jump. So if I'm a dome team, a warm-weather dome team specifically, I'm going to say I'll bring in Moose in a heartbeat. So, again, to your point, there's going to be a team out there that's going to want to pay him for the money or for the numbers that he's putting up. I just don't know if I'm, say, the Angels or the Dodgers or even the Yankees or the Red Sox or any one of the big market teams that have the money to spend, I'm going to say, oh, sure, I'm going to bring him in because he doesn't even have anything at Wrigley Field. So even the Cubs are going to say, well, wait a minute, let me think about this for a second because outside his numbers are drastically different rather than playing inside.
All right, so there's a sabermetric stat out there, and it is a highly regarded stat now that – a lot of people like to use when it comes to the quality of the hitter and what they're doing in every type of ballpark and every type of element. It puts everything together statistically, and it's known as weighted runs created plus. Mike Moustakas has a 142 weighted runs created plus, and what that means is he is hitting better, 40%, 42% better than the league average. That number for Mike Moustakas is very, very good.
Right. But is that at home or on the road?
Bill, that's a collection of everything. That is a collection of all the ballparks he has played in thus far. And that's what it measures.
I'm not saying he's not a good player. I'm saying I don't know if there's going to be a team outside of the Central. There's going to be teams that are going to offer him money. It's just a matter of how much money. I mean, you're saying he's going to get $20 million a year. I'm saying he's not.
I think
he may get it for 1 or 2 years, but he's not going to get a 3-year deal, $20 million a year. I don't see it happening.
Maybe so, but I'm telling you right now, Mike Moustakas is not going to take that $11 million mutual option. I would be shocked.
I wouldn't think he would.
And trying to offer him,
most of us thought that he was going to be on a shorter term deal anyway, that it would be a 1-year deal.
And trying to offer him $12 to $13 million, I don't think is going to cut it either for Mike Moustakas or his agent. I think it's going to be more than that.
Well, I'm thinking it's going to fall somewhere in between 13 and, say, 17 or 18 is probably the most likely scenario. So what number would you pay him at if you're going to go 3 years?
Believe me, I'd like to pay him $12 to $13 million like everyone
right.
else, but it's going to be more.
Realistically,
than that.
What do you think he'd sign for? If you went to Moustakas today with a legitimate offer and you said, here's what is it per year?
I don't know, Bill, 18 to 20? If these numbers hold up throughout the rest of the year and he doesn't hit a dry spell in the second half like we've seen from other players in the past, then yeah, that guy is going to want close to $20 million a year. That's what he wants. He could legitimately have a career year this year.
No, I agree. He could have a career year, but what he wanted in the offseason the last 2 years, he has not gotten either. So I'm just wondering if it's going to be, if you come to him, okay, say 17. If you offer him 3 years, $17 million per year, if he wouldn't just take that.
I don't know, Bill.
I don't know if the Brewers would do it. That's the other question, because I don't know if the Brewers want to go into money like that for 3 years.
Well, the next thing is to think about, you know, let's say he does take an extension, regardless of the amount of money. Then, to me, Travis Shaw would probably have to go to first base, because Eric Thames, this is the last year of his deal. And I don't think they'd bring Eric Thames back. And we don't really know about Jesus Aguilar. A lot of people are giving up on him. So maybe it's the situation where Mike Moustakas is your third baseman, Travis Shaw moves over to first, and Keston Hira is your everyday second baseman. And then it's resolved.
Yeah, I don't see Eric Thames coming back either. I agree with you there. Let's do this. We're going to go and take a quick break. We got Paul Allen. Paul Allen, the voice of the Minnesota Vikings from KFAN Sports Radio in the Twin Cities. Can't wait to talk to him. Paul Allen is next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. We are so glad you are on board. As always, thanks so much for taking a listen to us. Don't forget about our friends at the Wisconsin Biofuels Association. We'll tell you more about that coming up. But now we bring in the voice of the Minnesota Vikings as we continue to take a look around the NFC North. Our good buddy Paul Allen joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Paul, how you doing?
Mr. Michaels, how are you?
I am doing well. I'm in La Crosse, and I know you were here recently because I did an appearance here last night. And people said, hey, I heard Paul Allen on your show during Super Bowl, and people had a chance to meet you when you were out here doing some stuff with Quick Trip. They said that you are the Minnesota version of what I do here for Quick Trip. So congratulations there.
Right on, man. It was my first foray into La Crosse. I came there during the winter. So, you know, like many upper Midwest towns, it was a little barren. But I could tell, you know, during spring and summer, what an absolutely fantastic town that must be. You know, and we, and I think it behooves us, Bill, to remind everybody to become a free Quick Rewards member and download that app.
There you go. I love it. Hey, Paul, before I get into Minnesota Viking football, I did not know you did horse racing. And I had the morning show on here this morning from this station out here at WKTY, our affiliate. And they're telling me you got to ask Paul about doing horse racing. I did not know you were the voice of horse racing in Minnesota.
I've been the racetrack announcer at Canterbury Park for 25 years. It's what brought me to Minnesota. And, you know, with the way I call football games on the radio, I'm able to bring a lot of the crescendo building and a fair amount of the lines that I use during horse races into the NFL. And, you know, hopefully it makes what I do unique, and really they're quite similar when you break down the crescendo building of a play compared to the crescendo building of a race. So it's I've done it quite some time, and I love it.
Got to ask you about your Minnesota Vikings. Now, many people seem to think that the Bears, with the defense that they have built and the fact that Mitch Trubisky is supposed to, anyway, take this next step forward, that they are still the team to beat. Obviously, over in Minnesota, you guys want to have something to say about that. So let's talk about where the Vikings are right now in your estimation.
Well, in my estimation, the Bears are absolutely the team to beat. And I like Mitchell Trubisky more than a fair amount of people. In fact, recently on my radio show here at KFAN, you know, as summer talkers go, it popped up, you know, the differences between Mitchell Trubisky and like Jared Goff. And I like Trubisky every bit as much, if not more, than Jared Goff, and I have my reasons why. And I like how Mitchell processes things, and I like his mobility. So with that said, you know, the fact that sans Vic Fangio, I believe the Bears will run the defense the same way they ran it last year. I think they're absolutely the team to beat. I don't think they'll win 12 games, but I think they'll get close. And from a Viking standpoint, with what I've seen through organized team activities and minicamp, you know, now with them shutting it down for 6 weeks, with a new offensive coordinator, Kevin Stefanski, the assistance of Super Bowl-winning coach Gary Kubiak, and the addition of first-round center Garrett Bradbury, it's as excited for a Vikings offense as I have been in quite some time.
I was just going to ask you, so how good? I know Bradbury, it all starts with Bradbury up front, big, strong cat. Guy likes almost like a big wide-bottom wrestler, man. You got an anchor in the middle now. The big thing was to get that line to protect Kirk Cousins better. So the confidence level much higher for what this offense can do this coming season?
100%, and I'm not a big guarantee guy. You know, specifically when it comes to rookies off camps. You know, I think the last time I saw a rookie at a rookie camp, then mini camp, and guaranteed he would be a star, it was Percy Harvin in 2009. I think Bradbury's absolute can't miss. Now that I've watched what they're doing, the way he does it, and I have the right people taking me behind the scenes with how he handles improvement and making mistakes and bouncing back, he's phenomenal. I think he absolutely, within 3 years, will be one of the two or three best centers in the NFL.
I still like that defense. I love what they bring. Starts with Hunter out the outside, with Linval Joseph, obviously Anthony Barr staying in Minnesota, keeping a lot of the band together, so to speak. It seems like that defense is going to be just completely loaded and again, ready to make the charge if the offense supports them.
Yeah, you know, it was weird last year in that the defense got off to a slow start. The LA Rams kind of embarrassed a Zimmer defense to a fair amount on Thursday Night Football. Then after that, he changed some things. We went to Philadelphia. I think the Eagles had 3 points at halftime, and the Vikings won that game. And the defense was requisite of what you would expect the rest of the season. I think a major key to this defense, something I've been looking for 2 years, and hopefully it happens this year, is Linval Joseph is a preeminent nose tackle in a 4-3 defense, and he constantly commands double teams. But there's some pass rushing to Linval that I really would like to see unveiled, and I'm hoping that there are ways they will rush this year so that he is singled more than doubled, because I think he can wreak havoc from the inside. So they, defensively speaking, really deep in the secondary. Barr and Kendricks, when you go nickel, that's extremely good. You know, they got a third defensive end named Stephen Weatherly, who, into his fourth year from Vanderbilt, doesn't make much cash, but they really hit on him a few years ago, and he's set to take a major step. So the defense, the expectations are for this defense to be one of the, if not the very best in the NFL.
With Dalvin Cook last year, talk about him coming back. Obviously, his rookie year, he had that injury. He was off to such a tremendous start. What do you expect out of the run game this year?
It'll be a lot better than it was last year. And, you know, the lack of running or the impotence with the running game affected the play action. They became really too pass predictable, and it cost offensive coordinator John DeFilippo his job during the season. You know, despite them signing him to a multi-year deal, they just got fed up with it. They knew they needed to run more. And, you know, with the way they're going to run it with Stefanski and Kubiak, it's very interesting. And you know, Green Bay Packer fans, I think, will appreciate, you know, if you remember to the days, even recently with Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre, if you remember those plays where they hold the ball out a long time and the offensive linemen go on the move, and then they have a choice to either give it to, like, Dorsey Levens or whomever, or throw it, that I think they're going to do a lot of that here. And it involves the outside zone running scheme. Dalvin needs to stay healthy. I mean, he's into his third year. He's played 16 regular season games in his career. And obviously, he needs to play more for them to run well. But they will run better this year than they did last year. And hopefully that sets up a lethal play action game.
I was just going to say, when you talk about that, a lot of play action with Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins, we all know, can throw the ball. Now, can Kirk Cousins, though, can he sell play? Because really, to me, play action is such an art form for a quarterback. If a quarterback sells it and gets just for a split second a guy to draw in a different direction, it works masterfully. Does Kirk Cousins have that ability either to have it or to be taught to have it to be able to sell those particular play action plays?
Great question. If you break down the metrics of Kirk with his play action game here or in Washington, the passer rating is very high. The completion percentage is very high. Now, you know, that gets into the dichotomy, and I'm the announcer, man. I'm not a coach. So my personal feeling is I don't think Kirk is a true pocket passer. Now, I know Kirk is not a scrambling quarterback like Russell Wilson or, you know, even somebody like Aaron Rodgers. You know, it came up on my show the other day, who's the best scrambling quarterback in the NFL? And everybody said Russell Wilson. And I'm like, well, you know what? When Aaron Rodgers breaks that pocket, look out, because he's the most lethal quarterback in the NFL outside of the pocket, and it's not even close. So now we got to define scrambling, like Fran Tarkenton, Mike Vick, stuff like that. See, Kirk doesn't scramble, but when Kirk breaks the pocket and goes play action, he's really, really good. So, you know, I think when we think play action, we think Roethlisberger, Matt Ryan, Tom Brady, those true pocket guys who turn their backs to the defense, and you got no idea what's coming. Kirk does that, but it's not necessarily the same way. Kirk's fantastic with play action, but it comes different ways, if you know what I mean.
Mm. Paul, it's great stuff, and I know they love you here in La Crosse, Wisconsin. I'm glad you get a chance to get over here and say hello every now and then. It's always good to see you and always good to talk to you, my friend, and we will chat again down the road, okay?
Make sure you download that free quick rewards card. Save some money at the pump. Thank you, Bill.
You the man. There you go. Paul Allen. He is the voice of the Minnesota Vikings and horse racing there in Minneapolis as well. So good for him to join us for a couple of minutes. Great to talk to him. Paul Allen, the voice of the Minnesota Vikings, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends that are taking us on a motorcycle ride. I'm not kidding. We are going to be doing the Big Units Poker Run again this year. It is our 12th annual, and we cannot do it without so many good people. It's brought to you by and presented by our friends at Bud Light. We are going to be starting out on Sunday, September 1st. Pre-registration is now open. Go to the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. You can go to the website, BillMichaelsSports.com. You can find the Fisher House Facebook page or the Fisher House website. Plenty of ways to track it down. Or just go to Facebook and find Big Units Poker Ride. And we are going to have a great time, but we can't do it without you, and we can't do it without our great sponsors, our friends at Stoley's Hog Alley out there in Oconomowoc, where they got great cold beer, weekend breakfast. They have a terrific menu out there as well with apps and wraps and smoked meats, and they've got it all going on. And I was just told today by Sean, our buddy Sean, over at epoxyflooringdoneright.com, epoxyflooringdoneright.com, that they now have their flooring guaranteed warranty-wise for life. So if you're going to deal with a company, deal with a company in Wisconsin that can help you in Wisconsin at Epoxy Flooring Done Right. They sit down with you, discuss your epoxy flooring project, and they get it done. Call Sean, 262-443-2852. 262-443-2852. Epoxy Flooring Done Right. Go look at the stuff that they have done. It is fantastic, and we can't do our motorcycle ride without them. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We are back, and we are glad you are on board. Thanks, as always, for hanging out with us. I mentioned to you the Wisconsin Biofuels Association. Don't forget, I know the summer blend stinks and the money goes up, although they are predicting now that lower gas prices are going to begin to hit, but we still pay higher for the summer blend, if you will. And now's a good time. Hey, if you're thinking about doing some gasoline price shopping, look at the unleaded 88, or if you have a flex fuel vehicle, the E85. Start looking in that direction as it's a little bit cheaper, burns cleaner, and it supports the economy right here in our terrific state and somewhat beyond the borders as well, as you start to look at the Corn Growers Association, because ethanol is corn, and Some of the farmers here in the state could sure use the help when it comes to taking the burden off of them. You kind of keep the money recirculating through the state of Wisconsin in that particular way. Also, it rewards the biofuels plants that are here as well. And for all the facts, if you got a vehicle 2001 or newer, for all the facts, go to Wisconsin Biofuels Association. .org, WIBiofuels.org. That's WIBiofuels.org. And check it out for yourself. Just see what the website has to say about some of the vehicles and the details that are running around out there. And I keep telling you about this, and I keep saying, don't take my word for it. Go take their word for it. Look at the actual facts, and they lay it out for you. And take a look at that. So because it's real. That's real money, real numbers right there in front of you. And, again, supporting those here in the state of Wisconsin. Coming up in the final hour of the program, we're going to hear from Paul Emig, our green and gold analyst. He's going to be joining us. We'll talk a little bit about the 25th man, if you will, on this Brewers roster. We'll talk more about this discussion regarding Mike Moustakas. A lot of you seem to think that there's a certain level of money to be had for Mike Moustakas, and you do want to sign him. He's producing, man. No doubt. What have you done for me lately? Pay the man. Pay the man. So we'll get into that discussion. And also, what is reasonable for this Packers team as far as do you believe that this team has a legitimate shot at taken back the title of the NFC North? Or do you think that it's still maybe a year away? We'll get into all of those discussions still yet to come on the program, because we are rocking it here at WKTY Sports in La Crosse, Wisconsin. We got more coming up right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.